are, you know, here we are approaching April, and you look at the long range forecast, and it you just don't see it. Mm-mm. But you always have a little Easter nip every
yes.
year. So,
oh my goodness,
but
yes.
that's okay. Just so it's not, you know, freezing or frost, that type of thing.
Right.
And I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to say I don't think we will. But you never know.
If we're
looking
anything,
right here
right.
on the weather, and it just looks like you may have 70s, you know, as far as the eye can see. So that's good.
We need the rain, too, especially as we're getting ready to plant things and do all the fertilizing. We do need the rain. And I'm seeing the lawns come back. I finally, you know, went for a walk yesterday. I've had some health issues, and so I haven't been walking and running as
right.
much. So I've been taking
right.
it easy, you know.
Yeah.
And so I finally had it in me. It was so beautiful yesterday.
It was unbelievable.
I would have slept outside. It was so perfect. and don't put it past me, right? But I walked around the neighborhood, and I have to tell you, and maybe somebody else feels the same way, the smell of, it must be the azaleas, is something. Is that what that is? That fragrance.
I'm not sure the azaleas are smelling. You know, it could be
jasmine
or something on that order. It could be that. But the azaleas around Pensacola,
they're popping.
Right now, they're just popping. As a matter of fact, I hope. What I did, I made a little list before I came to the studio this morning of our favorite azalea varieties. What
there's varieties?
Different colors.
Oh, okay.
And different growth habits. And I'm going to spend just a few minutes on
yes.
that. Especially if someone's going to get involved in some spring landscaping. We may need to talk about that just a little bit. But, Jenna, I did get a text from a good friend who said, don't forget the Spring Festival of Flowers at Milton at the University of Florida, Pensacola State College campus. It's one of the largest festivals of the season, plant-wise, in Pensacola. And people from plant nurseries, the UF Student Club has a plant sale, arts and crafts, food, educational opportunities, all of that stuff. I have gone to that because I had a good friend in the horticulture program out at Pensacola State College Milton campus.
Oh, when is that? So when's that happening?
April 9th, 10th, and 11th from 9 till 5.
Wow.
On the 9th, 9 to 4 on the 10th, and 9 to 4 on the 11th. It is really cool. If you're a plant person, you need to go see this because they have got all kind of plants, all kind of people there who are representing different nurseries and different groups who can explain to you what they're selling and how to take care of it and all of that. Anyway, it's if the weather's pretty, it's just a nice weekend outing up to Milton to the Pensacola State College
yes.
campus to look at the plant show. So I hope people will go. It really is a special event, and they put a lot of time and effort into it. And
I would love to go see that.
I hope the weather will cooperate. You never know, but
yeah.
let's hope so.
Yes, and that's actually, it's a great thing to go do with your families. I mean, I thought of my mother-in-law
yeah.
right away. She loves plants, loves flowers. She can name them all. She's just, I don't know how she has it up in her head. Like, I don't know how you do it, it's there. I do have a few questions coming in, so let me hop right into it. So our first question comes in from our listener. Is it too late to put out the Dimension post-emergence?
The Dimension is a good product to put out. You can do that right now. Dimension has a lot of pre-emergence qualities to it, and it is one of those that is, I'm going to put it this way, not quite as heat sensitive as some others, such as atrazine. So I think you can put that Dimension out with no problem whatsoever. It comes mainly in a granular form, which is easy to put out with your fertilizer spreader.
Mm-hmm.
But as we always say on the Garden Line, if you're going to put out anything with weed killer in your cyclone spreader, which is the one that slings it around,
right,
just don't let it get in those flower beds because that can cause you some major problems.
Oh.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
Any kind of weed killer,
okay,
keep it out of the
clear.
Flower bed.
All
exactly.
Right. So it's not too late.
No, it's not. It's not too late at all. And talking about that pre-emergence, one thing that I'm going to do because I, over the last couple of weeks, I've been doing some weeding. I mean, the weeds were they're really just going
crazy. Starting
to
sprout. Yes.
And so I've been doing a little weeding. You can buy some granular pre-emergence weed killer for your flower bed. It comes in little shaker cans, and you just kind of comes under different brands, but it keeps the weeds from coming back. In Pensacola, we always say none of those weed killers are perfect, but it really will help reduce the number of weeds in your flower bed, and you can put it down before you plant. So you won't have as many weeds to take care of. So you might want to think about that, and this is a good time for that.
Okay.
Because what a lot of people are doing is preparing their beds, especially for annuals, especially
yes.
for all your blooming plants. I mean, the list is so long of things that you can plant. But you need to be ready. Put in your Canadian sphagnum peat moss, a little organic material, depending what you're going to plant, a little bit of lime, maybe a light sprinkling of a low nitrogen fertilizer. Mix all that into the sand that we have. Turn it way under. Turn it under 6 to 8 inches and rake it out, and then you're ready. Whenever in your mind you say, it's not going to freeze anymore, the cold weather's over, have at it.
Right.
Because
please. I hope that that's
there is
the
no
truth.
Shortage of plants for sale at your nurseries now. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They are lit up.
They make me want to buy all of them, though. I got to keep it under control.
You got to hold yourself back, Jenny.
I have children I have to take care of, okay? I can't keep everything alive. Hey, I have a question. This is I mean, you know how I feel about the dollar weed, but this is a very popular question. How do you kill the dollar weed and not your monkey grass?
Well, that's a tough one. That's a tough one, killing dollar weed in monkey grass, because if it was dollar weed in your lawn, we all know, we've talked about this on the Garden Line so many times, your post-emergence, your weed killers that kill weeds that are there, they're looking at you.
Yeah.
And you can spray things like Trimec. That's just one. There are a lot of other ones. But to spray or to overspray liriope, which is monkey grass, to kill the dollar weed is a dangerous thing to do. I really think you need to do manual labor there, and then do what we just said a minute ago. Get some of your pre-emergence granular that's labeled for flower beds around plants and put that in there to keep them from coming back.
Okay.
But I really think you're probably going to have to get out your hoe or put on your gloves and go at it that way.
Get a little elbow grease. And can I just tell you, let me say something before we take a break. The other day, we went out to Fort Walton Beach. And there's this park there on the water we love to go to, take the kids to run and play. There's literally like no grass there. It's all dollar weed, and I love it so much.
Oh, yes. The dollar weed loves it over at the beach. Matter of fact, as you know, I'm not trying to offend anybody,
uh-oh,
but all our friends in Gulf Breeze is the dollar weed capital of the world.
Okay, well, maybe I need to move there.
If you really haven't seen dollar weed in a long time and you really want
to, you do see it on the beach.
Just run to the beach, run to Gulf Breeze,
because
it's there. It really is. It's that sandy soil. It just lends itself to that.
And I appreciate it. So we're going to take a quick break. Keep texting, calling in with your questions, 437-1620. We'll be right back on the Garden Line.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? Don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust, a partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
This is Northwest Florida's Fox News Station.
It needs to stop, and quickly. That's what the mayor of Laredo, Texas, says about the surge of migrants.
From last year compared to this year, there's been about 140% increase. That's substantial.
President Biden told reporters last night that he will go down to the southern border at some point, but it didn't sound like it was going to be happening anytime soon.
Every 30 minutes and whenever news breaks, hear it first right here. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap.
9:18 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. A little Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Blue Eyes is singing to
us
this morning. Oh,
that's
man.
Right.
That makes you want to just put your feet on the desk and just listen.
Just relax. Just sit outside and enjoy the breeze.
That's right.
It's actually picking up to a nice brisk wind, telling us to remember to take those hanging plants down so they don't fly away.
Exactly.
But you're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, and we have a question coming in. Let me read it. This is more of a explanatory question. So this listener says that I planted my vegetable garden, strawberries, potatoes, sugar pod, peas. Ooh, so yummy.
Oh, yeah, so good.
So much more to come. Okay, well, we're going to come to your house for food. How and when to take cuttings from a brown turkey fig tree to make more trees? How do you do that? I don't even know what that is.
Well, a brown turkey fig is the variety of fig trees that so many people have planted in Pensacola. It's a staple. It really is. It's a great tree to plant. One quick thing before I forget it. We'll get to the question. But to make a fig tree produce, the old timers used to say, goes way, 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 way back, that if you plant it close to a building so that the roots go under the building and are shaded, you'll have more figs on your tree. That is probably an old wives' tale.
Oh, okay.
but it's interesting that people used to say that. Now, insofar as the cuttings are concerned, I really think that's, you could do that, but it's not easy. I would think probably in the early spring, even in the fall, if you have some type of greenhouse where you can keep them moist, where you take your cuttings, you dip it into a root hormone, the brand name Root Tone, I believe that's the brand name of it, and then cultivate it from there. It is not easy to do. Most people, if they want a new fig tree, as opposed to doing cuttings, will go buy a small new one that's already rooted.
I know that, so we have a Christmas tree, right? And so we planted it in a pot. We bought it. It was a little tiny. Mm-hmm. And now there's three.
Right.
And so we can split them.
Right.
So that's different than what this listener is trying to accomplish?
Yeah, if you're going to split any plants like that, you need to do that in the cooler weather. That's the best way to do it.
Okay, so I'm not doing that yet.
No, I think, to try to root that fig, you're going to need warmth, of course. You're going to need the root hormone. You're going to need to put it in some real, real light soil to begin with. And then go from there. But it's not going to be easy, and it is going to be slow going. It really is. That's why you might need to start by buying a nice 1 gallon or 3 gallon plant and going from there. Unless you're doing it just for fun, and then you can do it.
Just try it.
Then go for it.
Something fun that I actually saw on social media the other day was people reusing soda bottles and liters and then milk cartons and then cutting holes in it, putting dirt and then planting seeds in there and watching the plants grow out of the different holes.
Absolutely.
It's so cool.
A lot of people do that with tomato plants. You know, they put it in a hanging basket, let the little cherry tomatoes, cascade out.
That's such a
out.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah. That is fun to do. No, that's okay. Easy
might have to
do.
Try that with my
kids. I was just going to say, that's a great kid.
Yes. Give them scissors and a milk carton and some dirt.
Have at it.
Yes.
Say, have at it.
I've got plenty of all those things.
They'll probably just do great.
Yes. Just don't cut your fingers off.
Exactly. One last thing about that fig tree. One, be prepared. If you've grown figs before in Pensacola, you know, be ready to share with the birds. Put a bird netting on it, but no, just share with them. If you have a big enough tree, there'll be plenty of figs for everybody. And never, ever, we talked about getting weed killer underneath plants. Mm-hmm. Fig trees react violently to having like a weed and feed fertilizer put underneath their drip line. They really do. So be very careful with that.
Okay. All right. Well, so I hope that answered your question. And I love when you guys text too and say confirmed. I got it. That was great. Thank you so much. And so we do have more questions coming in. Keep them coming. 437-1620 here on the Garden Line. This question says, can you use root tone for camellia?
I think you probably could, but propagating camellias is an art. And this is where you need to call on the Pensacola Camellia Club. You go to one of their meetings. I'd like you to join because it's a great organization, but you don't have to. They have so many affairs. Let them show you how to graft. Grafting camellias are the best way to do it, but it's a real art. You really have to follow certain procedures in order to graft, because what you'll do, you're taking a top of a camellia and putting it on a different root system. And we've talked about that a lot when Skip Fogelsang and mm-hmm. Buzz come to visit us once a year.
Right.
We've talked about how to do that. So you probably could go ahead and use the root tone on a camellia, but I don't believe that's the preferred method.
Okay. All right. And speaking of camellias, our amazing Catherine texted in and said there is a camellia pruning demonstration Saturday, March 27th at UWF from 9 to 12.
Absolutely. That was where you need, if you really want to know how to propagate camellias, go to that. Because
okay.
even though it's a pruning deal, all the experts from the Camellia Club are there, and they can give you step-by-step instructions on how to do it. If you're going to try to do it with root tone, they can tell you about that. If you're going to try to graft, they can tell you about that also.
Okay.
So, yeah, those guys and girls,
yes.
I mean, it's a... it used to be.
I know what you say by when you say those guys.
Those
I
guys.
Get it.
But, well, really.
I'm from New Jersey. We say guys for everything.
Yeah. But anyway, the Pensacola Camellia Club, as you may know, is the oldest in the nation, back in the 30s. And in the 30s, it was called the Men's Camellia Club.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But well, that
we changed that.
But that has been changed.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Long ago.
Yeah. All right. Don't get me started. Okay. Listen.
Me either. I'm with you.
Listen. But... And here's a question, and maybe Catherine, you can help us with this while we take a break. Can individuals buy camellias from West Florida University or University of West Florida, any time of year? So let me know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll answer that for you when we come back.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Darrell's Sewing is now the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems by Bernina, Juki, and Baby Lock. Darrell's also carries a large selection of sewing machine furniture by Koala, Arrow Kangaroo, and TaylorMade. In addition, they've expanded their fabric department with several brands to choose from. Darrell's Sewing has over 60 models to try, and financing is available. For more info, call them at 438-5444. 438-5444. Darrell's Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess in Pensacola. Or online at sewinginpensacola.com. Sewinginpensacola.com.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my wheel, but what a thrill. Couldn't it ring? All the fire. I left in love, all I thought it was funny. But you came along and you moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Good and at the ridge and gritting balls of fire.
Kiss me, baby. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee
Lewis.
The
only person I've ever seen who could play the piano with his feet.
Listen.
He's amazing.
You know what? I would try it, but it would be a little ridiculous. Listen, you're listening to The Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We see your texts. We see your questions coming in, 437-1620. And we're still trying to find out. And do you know if you can buy camellias at UWF year-round?
Well, I don't think they have anybody out there selling camellias at UWF.
Right.
I think when they have a special event like they're having the pruning, I'll bet you anything they'll have plants for sale out there. And at their monthly meeting, I would imagine they would have plants for sale. You need to call people like Skip Vogelsang, who's the president of the Camellia Club, mm-hmm. or has been. I'm not sure if he is right now. He knows all the answers as to when they would be available, because I know they have them stored in greenhouses and in people's yards,
yeah.
and that type of thing. So they are available. It's just whenever they have them at their meetings. So we need to find that
out.
I'll ask Skip.
Well, I have a phone number
next week
that our listeners can call if they're looking to see if they're for sale. It is 850-780-0410.
Good deal.
Okay.
That must be a member of the club, I would think.
Yeah. And so that came from Catherine. So people can call and see if they're for sale. We have everybody, they liked our song choice too with Jerry Lee Lewis. All right. We've got some more coming for you. Yes.
Who wouldn't?
I promised I'm going to try to play some Leon Bridges as well. But we do have a question coming in as well. One more question. My wild azaleas are blooming like crazy. How far should I cut those back when they're done blooming? We're going to answer that after we take a quick break and check into the news. But that's a really good question as well. And we've been talking about azaleas. So
Absolutely. We'll
definitely look into that for you. But let's look into some good news maybe with some Cooper Davis this morning.
Hey,
good
Cooper,
morning.
Cooper, good morning to you, man.
Yeah, hey, dude. Mike, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. How's everything?
Oh, not too bad, man. I come talk to you about my garden. That's what I'm going to do.
Come
on down. No news this time.
Come on down.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The suspect and 9 of the 10 people killed in a shooting at a supermarket in Boulder, Colorado have not been publicly identified yet.
One of the victims was 51-year-old Boulder police officer Eric Talley, who, according to accounts, tried to stop the gunman, who is now in custody. A makeshift memorial sprang up through the night outside the Boulder police headquarters.
Fox's Evan Brown. No word on why the gunman may have done it. The drug company AstraZeneca yesterday announced a 100% success rate against severe COVID cases and no deaths or serious side effects in the U.S. trial of its coronavirus vaccine. That data is now being questioned.
The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease says it's concerned that AstraZeneca's U.S. trial results may have used, quote, outdated information. The Data and Safety Monitoring Board says that may have given an incomplete view of the vaccine's effectiveness. An AstraZeneca spokesman says they're looking into it.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31, News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620. Cloudy sky, 67 degrees in Pensacola. Good morning to you. I'm Cooper Davis in for Mark Jacobs today. The city of Pensacola releasing info on dozens of firearms purchased in an initial gun buyback event this past weekend. Late on Monday, city officials posted images on Facebook of the guns that were purchased with $10,000 in city money. Images show several of what appear to be functional and operational pistols, revolvers, rifles, and shotguns. Each of these firearms attracted anywhere between $150 and $200. Our sources on the ground indicated the city very likely overpaid for several of the guns, but proponents of the gun buyback event say saving public money wasn't necessarily the point. They say it was about getting guns off the streets. And changes to incentivize students to get to work, it won't happen through reforming the Florida Bright Futures program. So Governor Ron DeSantis has announced new initiatives that would be funded by money that Florida is receiving through the COVID relief plan.
And we mentioned that we wanted to do some of that money for workforce education and career education. And so we want to continue that momentum. And so today I'm proposing $75 million for the creation of Get There Faster initiatives.
DeSantis says the money will be used to accelerate career pathways for K-12 and post-secondary students that result in high-value certifications, credentials, and hopefully outcomes to drive more economic recovery. Channel 3 First Warning Weather now.
We will see the rain kick off today, and that rain is expected to last through Thursday. For today, we do have a 70% chance of showers. Temperatures staying in the 70s, that high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, 80% chance of rain. Heavy rain possible, could be picking up 1 to 2 inches of that rain. Temperatures dropping near 63 degrees. Wednesday, that rain continues. 90% chance of heavy rainfall, that high on Wednesday near 73. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
67 degrees in Pennsylvania. Pensacola at 68 in Gulf Breeze, 66 in Milton at 9:33. Next news, 10 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm Cooper Davis. This is News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Stocks are hugging the flat line this morning. All the major indices little changed. Volkswagen shares are down 5% after a 12% spike yesterday when it announced it's taking on Tesla and pushing its all-electric SUV, the ID.4, to more than 600 dealers across the country. The EV has an average of 250 miles of range on a single charge and will cost around $33,000 after a federal rebate. A $7,500 federal tax credit's phased out after an automaker hits 200,000 EV sales, and Tesla and General Motors have both maxed that out. The cost to rent a one-bedroom apartment has gone up in 35 states because of the pandemic, according to Quote Wizard, particularly in Delaware, Arizona, Idaho, and Montana. States such as Massachusetts, New York, and Washington have seen rents go down. Statistics by iProperty Management show renters leaving cities, and over the past year, the number of open apartments has gone down 10% in suburban areas. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
March the 23rd, 1915, from the real estate offices of Mr. William Fisher here in Pensacola. This is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. Fisher asked newsmen to join him there to hear today so that he might explain the results of a ceremony held last evening at the San Carlos Hotel. In that meeting, Fisher said, 55 local business and professional men became charter members of the Pensacola Rotary Club, an organization founded 10 years ago by Chicago attorney Paul Harris. Rotary, Mr. Fisher explained, is termed a service club with goals of building ethical services in the business community or system and encouraging members to be more responsive to service calls and needs. The club's motto is Service Above Self. Members will meet weekly for lunch, a program, and the planning of future service activities. Meetings will be held generally here at the San Carlos Hotel, though this could vary. Fisher said that membership in the organization is by invitation. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Garden Line. We're rocking away over here.
That's one of our bottom of the hour theme songs.
Yes, I don't even want to turn it off because it makes me so happy.
I think even Cooper in the newsroom's dancing in there
all the time. Look at, yep, there he goes. He's dancing. Oh, yeah. We'll just
jumping around.
We can make up stuff about him. He can't hear us, so it's okay. Well, you're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr here with Mike Wiggins. Please continue to call or text in with your gardening and lawn maintenance questions. Okay, so here is another question. Yes, I'm getting to it. I'm about to read it. They were wondering if I answered this yet, or you answered it, excuse me. This is a question about the wild azaleas blooming like crazy, and also, have you seen any hummingbirds yet?
I'm going to go to the last question first.
Yes.
One. I put out...
You've seen a hummingbird this year?
Yes.
No.
We have a lot of house finches around, so sometimes they're so little, you say, oh, that's
they're
a hummingbird.
They're so cute.
But, no. I had two hummingbird feeders I just put out 2 weeks ago, and sitting out in the backyard, and it's pretty weather, and lo and behold, I had one hummingbird. Have not seen one since.
Okay.
Only saw that one.
Is it because it's too cold, or?
I would think okay. So, but that was some good news.
Yes.
At least they still know where we are.
Hopefully we see some more.
Yeah, we mix up a little sugar water. We don't use the red, stuff.
Right.
We just, no food coloring. There's a little recipe Marianne has for sugar and water. And you put that in the hummingbird feeder, and they love it, or have in the past.
Oh.
So I hope they'll be back.
We'll need to get some out in my garden.
Absolutely. Oh, but on the native azalea, which are really beautiful,
beautiful.
Kind of orangish color. They're just great. As far as pruning them, depending on where they are, if they are in the wild, if you will, in a very natural area, don't really have to prune them at all if you don't want to. But I would say no more than 25-30%.
Okay.
After they bloom, give them all the chance in the world to get all the blooming out of their system and then bloom them, which goes for really any azalea that we have. I don't care what kind it is. And we're going to, if we have time, go through some of those today. But, just wait till it blooms. It's almost like any plant. You want to prune it after it blooms, right after it blooms. So that's what I would do with that native azalea. But they really are pretty. And I think they're gaining a little popularity as people learn about them, because they do have a little different growth habit, a little different color to them, a little different bloom to them, and they really are kind of neat.
We definitely have a plethora of gorgeous flowers here.
Oh, we do.
Everywhere.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We are very different in our zone. We're just zone 9, and what we can plant here, you really can't plant in Atlanta. And what we plant here, we probably don't want to, anything down in South Florida is not going to grow here, long term. So we kind of are in between, but we can do so much here. And, of course, we have sandy soil. And one of the things I like about having sandy soil is it's easy to work in. I mean, I lived in Chicago
In
some of my old Navy days. And, you had to have a pitchfork to dig in the dirt where we were.
Is that because it's cold up there?
It's cold. Yeah. No, it's just different soil.
It's
a clay soil, and it's rocky in some spots. And, it was hard to garden. But down here in the sand, go at it. That's why we need to amend it with that peat moss and those type of things. But it sure is easy to work. There's no doubt about it.
Okay. Excellent. Well, Catherine, she also, because we are getting questions coming in about camellias, and I want to reiterate, Catherine shared that there's a camellia pruning demonstration happening Saturday, March 27th at UWF from 9 to 12. And I did give a phone number before, 850-780-0410, if you'd like to find out where you can buy some camellias. Also, here's another number you can call, 850-776-7951. You can ask Skip what they have and where they have them and if you can buy them right now.
Absolutely. So. I had a conversation with Skip the other day, and he said his phone is ringing off the hook with the very questions they're going to address this weekend about how do I prune my camellias. And the second side of that question is, if I don't want to do it, who does? Who is in the business that you could call to come out and prune your azaleas? And if somebody's listening that does that, let us know. But those are some questions that
maybe
Skip
Paul,
is getting.
Maybe Paul's listening.
Paul at Blue Sky Landscaping.
I wonder
could
if they
be.
Do that. That's a question for him.
No, it is a good question for him.
And, we're getting pictures coming in, even a picture of tools to use for weeding, and they look more like crowbars. It's a
crowbars.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I'll have to show you the picture.
Yeah, the next break, I'm gonna walk over there and take a look.
Super neat.
That.
I mean, I guess those are some hefty weeds that you are prying out of the ground. I mean, but you do what you got to do, right? I just get down and dig everything out and pretty much kill everything. Yeah, so don't do what I do.
They have one the other day I saw. I almost bought it. It's like a claw. It's like you turn all your fingers down. It's a metal claw, and you put it on the weed and you turn it, and it loosens the weed.
I
you
think
can
I've
get
seen
it out.
That before.
Oh, yeah. They've been around a long time, but that's a pretty good weeder. A lot of people do use those.
Yes.
Because the weeds this time of year are just going nuts, and especially in the flower bed. Like I told you, I did a bunch of weeding around some hollies, and I mean, my hands, I wore gloves, but still, I got, cut up from all those holly points. And
right?
So be careful. Be sure you wear some good gloves.
Well, also be careful when you're out there. I want to just say, if you're doing gardening, I know the next couple of days it's going to be a little nasty. We're just looking at the weather even right now. But I did talk to actually Malcolm Ballinger about this yesterday. When you're out like doing gardening this time of year, it's probably better you already have a face mask at home to wear one, maybe even be super cool looking and wear some goggles, because the allergies are so bad. I came home from work yesterday and my doorknob was yellow.
Oh, I'll tell you. And we all need to say this also while we're talking about dressing for success here. If you're going to do any weed killing spraying, be it pre-emergence or post-emergence, gloves, long sleeve shirt, long pants, socks, a pair of shoes that you don't have to rewear, just keep them in your garage just for weed killing, if you will. But wear a mask, and I wear my swim goggles.
Yeah.
they are chemicals that you don't want to get in your eyes. You don't want to inhale them. And they work, and they're labeled to be used. But if you read the label, it will tell you to use all those precautions insofar as spraying is concerned.
I've had chemical poisoning before.
Oh, have you really?
Not, oh, yeah.
Oh,
it
man.
Is nothing yeah. to mess with. It. Literally, it's messed with my health for 6 years now. So
Wow. You
have to be super careful.
Careful.
I wear a mask when I clean
right.
my house.
And the old garden line philosophy of integrated pest management is still the best philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Only spray where you need to spray.
Yeah.
If you've got a chinch bug in your front yard by the street, spray in the front yard by the street, not the whole front yard or the backyard too.
And don't go to town. Just don't do it. You don't need to just start spraying all over the place.
No. You got to do your arithmetic and
right.
get all the mixture just right, because you can damage your lawn if you spray too much and waste your money if you don't spray enough. So
that's right.
You have to figure it all out.
Listen, do the math. We have more coming up for you. Please continue to call or text in those questions, those pictures. We love to see your gardens, everything growing around you. 437-1620.
Climatech. Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when we spend a lot more time inside our home. And given the unprecedented situation we find ourselves in, the quality of the air we breathe is even more important now than ever before. Travis Thompson here, owner of Climatech, a professional air. Our indoor air quality systems have been proven to remove 99.98% of airborne contaminants, including mold, viruses, and can be installed in any current HVAC system. As an American Standard heating and air conditioning customer care dealer, you can rest assured our commitment to your total comfort and safety is our number one priority. I invite you to give Climatech a call. The jingle says it all. Call 857-4700.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Spring has sprung and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you find the best lifestyle talk every weekend. Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan, Gardening with Mike Wiggins, Car Talk on the Drive, Local Entertainment News with Julio Diaz, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Over the horizon, she's smooth sailing these concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way, yeah. Sail your ship now and maybe your cargo. I won't wake you down.
9:48 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's a newcomer to the garden.
Yes.
Line. We've never had him before.
Leon Bridges.
Leon Bridges.
I'm
really
obsessed. He is so talented. So many good. That's my kind of music right there.
That sounds,
speaks to
that
your soul.
Great.
So
great.
I wanted to talk about Azaleas. We wanted to hop into that conversation.
Yeah, let's do that real quick. Well, we're going to run out of time here, but let's do that. We want to talk, number one, about the different types of azaleas,
yes.
And we can do that very quickly. If you hear the word indica azalea, that is a large-growing azalea. That's one that just grows big, 4 to 6 feet, if not more. A carum azalea is really just another word for a dwarf azalea. This low-mounding azaleas coral bell, which are the real pink ones. You've got the gumpo azaleas, which, they're about 25 to 30 years being introduced. That's a low-mounding, small-leaf azalea. Then, as we know, we had the native azalea, which we had a discussion about that a minute ago. So, you have encore azaleas, which are relatively new in the last decade or so. Azaleas that will bloom more and more during the year. That's why they call them encore azaleas. Well, Southern Living came out with a little article called Choose Your Favorite Azalea, and I looked into it, and every one of the azaleas in that article are our favorites here in Pensacola. So, number one, Formosa azaleas. You see them all over town. It's the dark magenta,
yes,
color, a dark purple almost.
Mm-hmm.
Very large growing. And you see it a lot of times in a lot of your older homes, and they've never been pruned, ever.
No, they're huge.
They almost hit it over
you see
head
them all
high.
Over East Hill.
And they are absolutely gorgeous. It's called a Formosa, and that is a southern indica. Indica, of course, meaning the large growing. There's a red ruffle. Now, red ruffle is a semi-dwarf. It'll grow 2 to 4 feet, and the red ruffle is just what it says. It's beautiful red color and has ruffle petals to it. Really nice. Prada Mobile is a little pinkish, a little more pinkish than the that magenta in the Formosa, but it is one that is everywhere. You see it all over the place. Here's one, George Lindley Tabor. Nobody ever calls the middle name Lindley. It's a George Tabor, which is a southern indica, but it's a light lavender, very
Ooh.
Light. It's not white, but it's kind of a light lavender. Beautiful. You'll see it everywhere you look also. Okay, how about this? This one you don't see too much of, but I just love it. It's called Sherwood Red. It is as red as you can get. It is red as a beet. It is beautiful, and it's a carum. It's a dwarf azalea. It's one that you might want to look at. Okay, how about coral bells? We mentioned that. That's a standard. If people are going to buy a coral bell azalea, if they're going to buy a dwarf azalea, so many people buy a coral bell. And that's a really good, very, very pink, total pink. So those are some of the other ones. Oh, one last one, that Gumpo Azalea. You'll appreciate this, Jenna. The Gumpo Azalea came out a couple of decades ago, a low-mounting azalea. I found it to be unsatisfactory if you've got kids because it's kind of fragile, and you plant it in your front yard, and the first time you get a soccer ball that lands right in the middle of it, it just kind of breaks up a little bit. So I don't really like the Gumpo. Be careful, though. One thing about azaleas we've got to address is if you're going to plant them, you've got to know that azaleas have a tendency when they're grown in containers, and they all are, that the roots will start winding around very quickly. You take it out of the pot, and you've got a mat of roots. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to get your shovel. I like to use a box cutter and just rip those roots, rip them up, loosen them up, and then plant it in our peat moss and sand mixture, because that allows those roots to spread. If you just plant it very, very carefully, very gingerly, and okay. set it into the hole, the water hits that matted roots and bounces off, so the only water it's getting is from the top, and it gradually will go downhill.
Okay.
You've got to score the roots.
There we go. Listen, I do have a text coming in. I love all that about the azaleas. My favorites are the white ones. I just love seeing them.
Right. The dwarf white is called snow. The big white, the indica, the large yeah. growing, is called Fielder's White.
I love those.
Those are two varieties if you really want a white azalea.
I have the small, the dwarf one
yeah,
in
the
my
snow,
yard.
The snow
yes,
azalea.
I have
those
that one in my yard.
Beautiful. They really are
They're
beautiful.
They're really pretty, but then I can see down the street
yeah.
the large one.
Exactly. And you can buy some white Encore azaleas, too. And, you know, that may give you some blossoms
right.
as the season progresses.
Yes. I love all these ideas. Okay, we have a question before we take another break. This is from Nancy. She has a picture of her clover around some shrubs in her yard. Is there a better way to get rid of the clover now that, you know, we don't need that luck anymore? Is there a better way to get rid of them than just pulling them all out by hand?
Well, if they're in a flower bed, okay, and if there's space between your plants where you could go use Roundup, you can do that because yeah. Roundup will not hurt the plant next to the clover as long as you don't get it on the foliage of the plant.
Okay.
Because Roundup is very, very systemic. It is sprayed on foliage and it translocates
right.
into the roots. So you can do that. But you've got to be very, very careful. And you may need to make your own personal decision about using Roundup. It's
right.
a pretty potent chemical.
Very potent.
And you may want to think about it. Other than that, pulling it is what you would need to do. But also follow up that with that pre-emergence granular for flower beds that we talked about at the beginning of the show, which would inhibit some of these future weeds from coming up. Now, some of these clovers are going to die out in the hot weather. There are weeds that will do that. But if you're like me and you're preparing these beds for your annuals, you want to get rid of them. So the Roundup, be very, very careful. Really make your own conscious decision about whether to use it or not. Other than that,
absolutely.
Pull it.
Yes. Be careful with all those chemicals. All right. We have a little bit more time if you want to squeeze in a text or a call. We're going to take a call, though, before we wrap up the show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sick and tired of staying home? You need a big old dose of get out of there, and you don't have to go far to go out and get it. In fact, when you play right here at home, you help out all kinds of local businesses, which helps thousands of your neighbors at the same time. So when you're ready, get out to Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key, your home remedy for cabin fever. Download the new Experience Pensacola app and plan your next adventure.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Florida Army National Guard, aired by the Florida Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Short Attention Span Theater is back, and it opens this weekend at the Pensacola Little Theater. Performances through Saturday, April 3rd. Showtimes and tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
This Sunday, the Pensacola Symphony is presenting an outdoor concert in the park. Showtime is 3 o'clock on the Museum Plaza downtown. Admission is free. Bring a blanket or lawn chair. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Here on the Garden Line, but we have a caller before we wrap up. Good morning. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Mr. Wiggins?
Hey, Bill. I mean, hey, Mr. Wiggins, call me Blue Crab for today. I'm disappointed you did not mention G.G. Gerby.
Oh, my goodness. How did I leave that off the list?
Oh, okay.
How did I leave
that?
It's the most
that.
Magnificent. Hey, in the lady talking about clover, what is that little pink weed that so many people misdiagnose as clover?
Well, I always call it clover myself. I'm not sure which pink weed we're talking about, but they are.
It has a beautiful pink flower.
Yes.
And everybody thinks it's clover, but it's not.
Yeah, well, we need to research that one.
I'll definitely
see what the other name is for that.
We looked at it last
exactly.
week, so I'll
it's
look
like
at it
again. It's like a Noxus salicis. But G.G. Gerby is the most prolific white blossom.
You are absolutely right. And the thing about this with buying azaleas, if you're going to landscape your house with azaleas, and this is the time to buy them because where you buy them now, they're in bloom. And if you want a white one like G.G. Gerby or a magenta one like Formosa, go buy them now so you know exactly what you're getting. But listen, that's a great, great idea about G.G. Gerby. It is an old-fashioned, been around for generations.
Look at
but
that.
But it is really good.
I love our listeners.
Oh, they know everything. It's
this
so
is
good.
Amazing. It's always fun here on the Garden Line. Always great way to start our Tuesday morning. Thank you so much, Mike Wiggins.
Oh, Jenna, thank you. This is always fun.